Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be diving into the world of deepfakes. We'll be exploring how good they've gotten, how researchers are fighting back. So buckle up, because seeing is definitely not believing anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how this technology has really captured the public imagination. You know, it's not just about the tech itself, but like the implications for truth and trust online.
Absolutely, and there's no better example than this story of Ethos. Ethos was this like virtual restaurant that popped up on Instagram, and it had everyone convinced it was real. I mean, think about it, incredible food photos, celebrity endorsements, and they even had this chef, get this, named Giuseppe Fusilli. Like, come on, that's too good to be true, right?
Right.
They even had him holding these like giant sausages and brioche pastries shaped like hippos.
Yeah, it's really amazing how all these little details kind of work together to make it feel real, even if it's totally made up.
Right. 70,000 followers, and they kept this up for like a whole year. But here's the thing. Ethos, as believable as it was entirely generated by AI. Every photo, every caption, every single celebrity guest appearance, totally made up.
Yeah, and you know, that's really what makes this interesting. A fake restaurant, I mean, seems pretty harmless, right? But it just shows how easy it's become to create these like hyper-realistic images. Programs like Stable Diffusion, DLE, anyone can use them.
So while the Ethos hoax was pretty harmless, imagine this technology being used for like, you know, bad stuff. I mean, you think, huh? But you know, it's interesting. While some people are out there creating these crazy convincing fakes, others are building the tools to, you know, spot them.
Exactly. And that's where the researchers at the University of Modena and Reggio Emilia come in.
Oh, say that five times fast.
I know, right? Unimore for short. They've actually developed this system called CODE stands for Contrasting Deepfakes Diffusion via Contrastive Learning.
Catchy. But okay, 97% accuracy in detecting deepfakes. Seriously, how do they even do that?
Well, imagine you show a child like a million pictures of, say, cats and dogs, right? Eventually, they'll start to notice those subtle differences. CODE kind of works the same way, just on a way bigger scale. Unimore made this huge zoo of fake images, over 9 million, all made by different AI models, and that's how they trained CODE.
So basically, by looking at tons of fakes, CODE learns how to tell those apart from the real deal. But what makes it so much better at this than, say, me trying to do the same thing?
It's all about pattern recognition. Humans, we get thrown off by what looks real on the surface. But CODE, it digs deeper. It analyzes like the actual structure of the image, the stuff we don't see. That's how it catches even the tiniest inconsistencies, things we'd totally miss.
So it's not just like this looks weird. It's like seriously analyzing the image.
Exactly. And it gets even cooler. CODE can even tell you which AI model was probably used to make the deepfake.
Wait, really? So it's like a digital fingerprint for fake images? What could you even do with that?
This is where it gets really interesting. Think about fighting misinformation. You could quickly prove a news story is fake by tracing the image right back to where it came from. That's huge.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Makes you feel a bit safer, you know, especially when you think about what could happen if those deepfakes are just everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our Italian sources mentioned some pretty scary stuff. Like, what if someone uses a deepfake to mess with evidence in court? Or to, like, start riots and stuff.
Right. And it's not as far-fetched as it sounds.
I know. It's like, how do you even know what's real anymore?
Exactly. You can't just trust your eyes, you know? Makes you question everything you see online.
Which reminds me, Unimore is also part of this project called ELSA. Anything you can tell us about that?
Yeah. So ELSA stands for, get this, European Lighthouse on Secure and Safe AI.
Wow, they really went for it with that one.
Right. But basically, they're all about making AI more trustworthy, you know, like making sure it's transparent and all that.
And how does that fit in with, like, the whole deepfake problem?
Well, part of it is figuring out the rules, right? Like, guidelines for how this tech should be made and used, especially image stuff.
So are we talking about, like, laws about AI-generated content?
Not exactly laws, but more like best practices. Standards for the people making and using it.
Okay, so kind of like setting boundaries, making sure it's used for good and not just to mess with people.
Right, because like we've been saying, this tech, it can be good or bad, depends how it's used. And actually, Professor Cucchiara over at Unimore, he brought up a really interesting point. He said maybe we should be saying synthetic instead of fake when we talk about these AI images.
Synthetic, how come?
Well, think about it. Even a regular photo, it's not really reality, right? Like lighting changes how things look and how you frame the picture, all that. It's not totally objective.
Yeah, that's true.
So these AI images, yeah, they're not real in the way we usually think about it, but they're not always bad or meant to trick us. They can be helpful too.
Yeah, like what about those simulations doctors use for practice? Or architects designing buildings? Those are super useful.
Exactly. It all comes down to how we use this tech and figuring out how to handle the challenges that come with it.
So to wrap things up, it sounds like we're in a bit of a digital arms race. Deepfakes are getting better and better, but so are the tools to catch them, thanks to people like the researchers over at Unimore.
And I think even more important than that, we've got to be smarter online, you know? Can't just believe everything we see.
Definitely not. If we can't even trust our own eyes anymore, what does that mean for, like, how we deal with information? How do we know what's true?
It's a good question, and there's no easy answer, right? It really makes you think about our relationship with information and what we believe.
So true. Well, on that note, thank you all for joining us for this deep dive into the world of deepfakes.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and maybe think twice before you believe everything you see online.